Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about things that are positive. We talk about the wins in our life because positivity is such a powerful tool for us both mentally and emotionally, but also, and more importantly, spiritually. So that's why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, my beautiful wife and co-host Heather, talk about the wins that we've had in our life and just try to be positive and talk about just fun stuff happening in our lives and also things that we see in the world. And there's a lot of negativity out there, so we want to try and be a light in all of that negativity. So this week is episode 31. Wow, 31. So Heather is typing away right now because she is putting in our Facebook group our question about, are you a Harry Potter person or a Lord of the Rings person? And don't worry, we'll have another question coming up for the end of this episode. But yeah, we do have a Facebook group where we want to be able to engage you guys and just, I don't know, create an area on the internet for us to get together to talk about things that are fun, happy-go-lucky type stuff, where we can, I don't know, just be positive together. So yeah. All right, Heather, what wins do you have for this week?
Well, I went to the Come Fill Your Cup retreat this weekend, and it was a whole bunch of fun and uplifting and encouraging and inspiring and just a whole bunch of fun with a bunch of women. So, yeah, that's my biggest win for the week.
So what is, fill us in on what did y'all do there? What was your best food meal that you had? Was there any favorite desserts of yours? What did y'all do? For all of us who don't get to go to the Come Fill Your Cup retreat.
Okay, so Come Fill Your Cup is a women's resource. It's a website, and they have a whole bunch of articles and studies for women and teen girls. The teen girl portion is called Beyond the Foam, as in like your coffee foam. That's but funny. But they also have books called Finer Grounds, which are a bunch of studies over different books of the Bible. They're exegetical studies, so they go basically... Hold on,
I'm still trying to get this whole Beyond the Foam.
It's for teens.
Coffee foam?
Yeah.
So, who has foam in their black coffee?
Well, girls don't drink black coffee typically, especially teen girls. But so it's Come Fill Your Cup.
Yeah.
Beyond the Foam.
Gotcha.
And then Finer Grounds.
Gotcha.
So it's all themed around coffee.
Oh, which, that's why it's called Finer Grounds.
Yeah. So now you get it.
Oh.
So the finer grounds of your Bible study are to go verse by verse through books of the Bible. So that is why it is called Finer Grounds. And so,
what was your favorite meal?
Tacos.
When did you have those tacos, Heather?
Friday, right before my lesson. And so I kept burping up tacos during my lesson, which was fabulous.
What is the worst flavor you've ever burped up?
I really don't know.
Ugh.
Throw up.
Isn't it sad though when you like throw up off of something that it usually takes a really long time to like that ever again?
Yeah.
I threw up SpaghettiOs when I was in sixth grade.
That's disgusting. Well, SpaghettiOs are gross anyway.
I threw up SpaghettiOs because I had them 30 minutes before football practice.
Oh, no.
And so I puked up the SpaghettiOs, and they were still like whole O's.
Ew, you don't chew your food.
I mean, how do you chew SpaghettiOs? I do love the fake meatball in there, though. Gross. That was the best. I always wish you could just get the meatballs.
I think you can now.
Yeah.
I think I've seen them before.
Ugh, they were so good. Gross. Imitation meat. Delicious. See, they had that Impossible hamburger going a long time ago.
Ew.
Not just now.
It was, remember a few years ago when there was that huge controversy of the pink.
Pink meat at McDonald's?
No, it was like in everywhere. School cafeteria food.
They have it. It's Impossible Hamburgers. They sell it at Disney World.
Hush.
All the Impossible ribs, Impossible everything is fake meat.
Ew.
Lab grown. The Impossible fish from the fish and chips.
What?
I'm just teasing. That's not. That was my favorite meal. What was your favorite food at Disney? What is your favorite food at Disney?
The fish and chips.
That was probably the best.
From the York thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't remember what it's called, but yeah. The fish and chips probably.
What about the pods?
Cheeseburger pods from Santuli Cafe or something.
Oh, or the egg
and
rolls.
And Avatar. Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you're going to Disney, this is totally... How did we segue from...
Because I was trying to see what y'all ate this past week.
Come fill your cup to explain.
Because me and the girls on Friday night while you were gone, we kept our two-week tradition alive of having pizza. And since Mom was gone, Dad got to order the pizza.
And the girls hated it.
Yeah, because I'm a plain normal guy, and I'm like, I just really want to eat thin crust from Domino's, because thin crust from Domino's is awesome. I do want to order Pizza Hut this week. I haven't had a Pizza Hut pizza in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best. I could order the wings from there, too.
Yeah, for Georgia?
For myself. We were talking about food, and so then I just thought about, because...
But I didn't even finish explaining what we did at Come Fill Your Cup.
Oh, you can keep... what it is. Continue. It's Finer Grounds.
Okay.
Come Fill Your Cup. It's all about coffee.
Okay, so, the Finer Grounds are the books, but...
They're learning to be baristas with the Bible.
Hey, there you go. I need to text that one to Christy. Anyway, so... What we do at this retreat is every year it's a weekend of going through a book of the Bible, or I think last year might have been going through the Psalms.
Yeah.
And so it was like sections of Psalms, I think. But yeah, so this year we went through Galatians, the entire book of Galatians, and each speaker had a chapter, and it was fun. Anyway... Yeah. Now, back to food. Yep. I had tacos. The first thing that Georgia told me when I got home was that y'all had pizza Friday night, and she didn't like it because Daddy ordered the thin kind.
It's the best kind.
If it was me
ordering... Oh, that could be... Oh, that'd be a fun poll to do.
Regular
your favorite
crust
style, favorite style of crust.
Yeah.
Thin, thick, stuffed...
Ooh, stuffed.
Deep dish.
Oh.
There's also New York style.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
What was I about to say before you said that?
You talked about how the girl said the pizza I chose was terrible.
Yeah, but if I was going to be here just me and order pizza, it would be supreme.
Gross.
Stuffed crust.
Disgusting.
Or Hawaiian.
Yum.
Regular crust.
Yeah. I do. We also struggle at just buying like stuff like that, where it's like, hey, let's just order, what do you want to call it? Let's just order a plain pepperoni pizza.
That's so boring, and I hate pepperoni. I just hate pepperoni pizza.
We often...
I mean,
order,
I tolerate it.
But. I like barbecue style pizza.
Yeah, or buffalo chicken.
Yeah, or, but like the buffalo chicken flatbreads from Walmart. That was good that one time.
When they're not dropped on the...
Yeah, well, that was a whole pizza you dropped that one time. Not just the flatbread.
Yeah.
But, I forgot I had to post this. Okay, so... Then, all right, you went through all of that. Did y'all have any fun activities that y'all did?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your little game that y'all played.
So I was introduced to a new game. I am not a game person, like especially card games and stuff. I don't understand them. And my brain has too much going on in it to comprehend them most of the time.
Yeah.
But
or there's usually a child involved.
Exactly. That's why. But we played this game called Happy Salmon, and you don't talk, and you just hold up a card, like flip your card over, and it's either high five, but it says fish five, fish bump, or happy salmon. And happy salmon is like you just wave your hand around back and forth like a fish tail until somebody responds, and either happy salmon's you, fist bumps, or high fives, and then you put your card down, and it just keeps going until the first person with no cards left wins.
Yeah.
And it was like the most fun game, and it's perfect for all ages, so I need to order it or go to Walmart and find it.
So it's an actual, this was the pink salmon. This is,
it's called Happy Salmon.
Happy Salmon. So this is an actual game. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't just
everybody
like
has a color a set youth of group cards.
Game. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like there's different color sets of cards and they're all the same thing on them. But you're just constantly, you stand in like a circle or something and you flip your card over and you do whatever it says.
Yeah.
And so you're like fist bumping the air in front of you until somebody fist bumps back, or high-fiving in front of you until somebody high-fives back, or happy salmons you back.
Happy salmons you back. That's so funny.
And it was like the most fun game because it was simple.
Yeah.
I like easy games.
Me too. I like easy card games because I like more of the social aspect of the game than I actually do the thingamabobber. Yeah. What do you call that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, any other wins?
Yeah, this is a really random win. So, you know how when you go to the airport
mm-hmm.
and you're anticipating, like, oh, great, here we go. Why is it the airport, like, the only place that I have to deal with seeing half-naked women when it's freezing?
Mm.
Nashville and Oklahoma City have the most modest clothed girls at it. And I was pleasantly surprised. I did not have to sit there and have a shake my head moment of why are you wearing that at the airport? Because mostly all the people at the Nashville airport are like country singer wannabes, it felt like.
Wannabe cowgirls. Want to be country singers. Well, that's cool. Do you like flying or driving?
Flying.
Oh, okay.
Because when you're flying, you don't
have
to take so long to get places.
It's very true.
You and don't. I don't like taking so long to get places.
It's very true. But, all right, for me, wins were a whole weekend with my two daughters. Well, not a whole weekend. Heather came back Saturday. But I got to spend 2.5 days with our girls, just me, myself. So there's multiple wins in that. The time I spent with them, that they were, well, they were fed and they were nourished and they were bathed by the time mom got home. So that is all positive things that have happened, and it's just good to spend time with them and share those moments with them, which I sometimes can get really busy doing stuff, so that was really good. We had a cool thing that we did with the church Saturday, and we went around and put door hangers on houses just to invite people to come to our our Back to Church Sunday that we're having this coming weekend. And so that was fun. A lot of people showed up, which was really cool, and everybody was really excited. And then last night I got to come to, we have a second Monday night sports, and oh, by the way, we're doing this not at nighttime, so yay for us again for being proactive. But sadly, I did realize I was old last night. My shoulder, pretty sure I dislocated my shoulder by throwing the dodgeball too hard. And then I'm pretty sure I messed up my knee because I was kicking the kickball too hard. So, yes, I am older. I realized that. I understand my limitations. But it was really fun. We had a good group of younger adults that were there. And some kiddos were there too, playing with other things. And so, yeah, it was really fun. And just like being around other Christians and stuff. So, sadly, Heather couldn't come last night because Georgia has been sick the past couple of days. And so...
Yep, I come home.
Josie, yeah.
And then 4 a.m., I don't feel good.
And then she ralphed in the toilet.
And then it began.
Yeah. Hurled. What is your favorite word for throwing up? Throw up, hurl, ralph.
Puke.
Blow vomit. Chunks.
Ew. I just say puked.
Oh.
I don't like all the other words.
Blow chunks.
And my phone doesn't know the word vomit. It knows comet. So.
Nice.
I just go with puked.
I want to see if my phone knows the word vomit. I would think it does. Oh, got a notification thing. Oh, okay. Got to let this finish posting before I can turn my phone off.
Oh.
But yeah, cool.
Let me see what else I've got.
What else you got for me? I'm here. I'm ready to talk.
Oh, have you noticed that Josie loves these little rhyming words that aren't even words, but they sound like words? There was the other day where she was coming up with this whole string of little sayings. Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't real words, but I was getting a little bit nervous on the string that she was getting to.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, watch her land on a bad word and then she's going to stick with it.
Yeah.
And then it's going to come out in the most undesirable of times. Do you ever get scared of that?
No.
No? Oh, and then I got to
They do, because there are some times where it's like, but the good thing is they have no concept of what those words are. So,
yeah.
To them, they just.
So you got to kind of divert to, oh, I like the other word better.
Oh.
Yeah. I got to tell you about last night. Okay. I didn't tell you about last night. So I now have this, like, while I'm sleeping, subconscious fears of children waking up. And so every sound I hear, I'm like, oh no, a child is coming down the stairs. Yeah. Well, instead, last night I was sleeping, but I heard knocks. Like, it sounded like one of them was knocking on their wall.
Yeah.
And in my dream, it was 2 knocks for sausage patties, 3 knocks for bacon.
Were you in prison and you needed some? We're back, Matt. Oh, why does it sound weird now? Hello?
Why does it sound weird?
It does.
Is it because it's
hello?
Lifted?
Hello? Hello? Wow, why does that sound weird?
Turn it down on something. I don't know.
Oh. Maybe right there? Hello?
It's got a lot of static.
Well, that's just the constant air conditioner that runs in my office.
Oh.
I heard also my office is the thermostat for this. So, like, not that. Like,
oh.
However my office feels is how the whole...
Oh.
So, if it's really hot in here and, like, I'm breathing a lot or something, it will make it colder everywhere else. So, we are recording. So, I know what's happening is I'm too loud. And so it kind of takes it down a little bit.
I have no idea.
It like adjusts, like if I do this.
What was I just talking about? Oh, yeah, my dream. Anyway. Yeah.
Heather was talking about her dream.
Yeah. So I was dreaming that Georgia was asking for sausage or bacon by how many knocks she did on the wall.
Yeah.
And so I woke up this morning and I was very confused on what happened last night. So, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
That was my night last night.
Interesting night.
Mm-hmm.
But
our house makes weird noises all night.
Well, and so, like, this morning, I heard a lot of stuff. And what I think it was people getting in their car to go to work. So there was a lot of car doors make very loud sounds in our house.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. But it's okay. It's okay, Heather. I get it.
Oh, and today Josie for her preschool had a fundraiser run.
Yeah, fun run.
And
is that why they call it the fun run?
Yes.
Wow. Fund run is really what it was.
Yeah. And
so they did a fundraiser and this it was really intense.
And these precious little preschoolers ran 35 laps.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a big
Josie was getting after it now.
Course of a lap thing, but yeah. Still, I mean, she's just so cute and she's so tiny and she ran almost all of it. I think she only walked maybe two laps.
Yeah.
She did crushed good. It.
Oh yeah.
And she's just the cutest little thing.
But we, what was I going to say? We had a good time and really enjoyed it. And yeah,
but it was fun. We got to come and cheer her on.
She was literally getting after it. and it was quite impressive. So it was fun to watch that. It was really funny because there were some kids like just getting after it and they would run into each other and then they'd fall down. There were some kids crying. I mean, there was a lot of kids out there. And it was also like...
It was preschoolers.
Yeah. It was very funny because it was... You could tell like kids were like, "Mommy!" And they like really wanted mom. And so, it was...
Oh, and then one kid in front of us just had this blank face.
Yeah.
And in like slow motion went to their knees and was done. And it was the funniest thing to watch.
It was funny. They were... I mean, it was like... He just lost the race at the end of the Olympics or something. And I mean, it was utter defeat and entire exhaustion. And it's like, have you ever seen those 100-mile races that people do now?
Yeah.
It's disgusting to see their feet afterwards.
Ew.
Because their feet are like destroyed because they've had to run 100 miles. So they're like toenails fall off.
And, ew, no.
But
no,
it's like watching that. But, you know, fun. But, yeah. So, we are excited, again, about just being able to do these episodes and be positive and talk positive things. And, yeah, that's kind of like what's been going on in our life. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up with the church and just fun stuff. I hope there's fun stuff going on in your life. I'm happy Heather's back. I'm glad she's not gone again. Even though she's going to be gone again soon, to another event with women. And I will be sad, but it's only for a day that day. So I think I'll survive.
And that's like a month away.
Yeah. So,
Daddy, I killed the tornado guy.
Georgia just had a win of killing eliminating the nightmare guy on her Kirby game on the Nintendo Switch. So, with that great news, we'll end our episode there today. And we want to just encourage you to be positive, be in God's Word, do all that wonderful stuff. And yeah. We will see y'all next week, or talk to y'all next week at least. Bye.
Bye.